Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in on QAM. You want to give your shout out this morning, Omar?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Luke, who's listening.
Good morning, Luke. I told you to text him back. I said, I'm a big fan.
I told you you're on air. He's actually listening.
All right, well, good morning, Luke. Thank you for listening.
I'll tell you, when I DJ, Luke's music still hits.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I like, you guys know I'm a club guy over a bar guy. I just am. I like to hear that part.
Great.
You know,
continue on with club guy. No, I'm a club bar guy.
But you got to have a Miami set in the club. Yeah, and I know you're a DJ, Dan. So I would hope that you have a good five song Miami bass music array of music.
I may have to take Dan, you know, I may have to figure this out. So I've told Zog over there, we're talking about him again. My dream is like to one day just go into like a big, like a live or something. And I just want to just like one
press
song,
a button,
just one song. I just want to push one button and just like, and that's it.
Yeah.
My DJ career will be over.
Hold on. You don't want the foam and the confetti. You don't want the.
I just want one drop, like the, one big drop and just like everyone to go nuts. And
yeah. I know you love
just
that
push
house.
The, or like, you know, fake turn one of those knobs or whatever. Like
yeah. With your headphones and just be bopping.
Yeah, man. I just see that.
I can see that. That's we it. All got to have life goals.
So he has not been able to make that happen for me. Maybe Dan can make
it. Hold on. Wait a minute. I think that's on you because DJ Zog would love for you to handle his equipment for one night. Well,
I don't think
sounds
he, I don't think he would. I don't think he would. That did sound terrible. But anyway, good morning, Luke. Thank you for.
I mean, you know the guys who carry people's like mixers and stuff like that. You could learn how to set up.
It would be like his roadie.
Yeah. Okay. You could be DJ Zog's roadie.
You're missing the point here. I just want to turn the knob.
I know, but he's going to let you turn the knob.
One knob turn, one button.
Early, they don't even do that. They don't even do their set.
One of those buttons that doesn't do anything. I just want to. That's all. That's all.
I'm just telling you. You can do the early 11 o'clock hour set for DJ Zog.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, I want to get back to the Dolphin stuff here. And Dan, do we have a couple of these sound bites here? So let's play Mike first. This is from yesterday. Over in Miami Gardens. Here's what Mike McDaniel had to say.
It's one of the reasons I focus on how he grows as a quarterback in the micro instances that I think are so difficult as a franchise quarterback in the National Football League. If you're uncomfortable with the stakes of the game, it's not a game for you. You're not going to change the stakes.
All right, so that's Mike.
Let me put a little context on
that. Go ahead, please.
That was a question from Chris Perkins about, you know, does Tua feel pressure from basically being in the AFC conference where all the big dogs are at?
Yes,
you correct. Know, you're Josh Allen's and Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow's not playing right now. Lamar's not playing right now.
We know the characters.
Because all these QBs, they get injured. You just only remember it when Tua gets injured. But I understand. And Tua is actually injured right now,
in
by
fairness,
the way.
Yeah, I know. I see that he popped up on the injury report. In fairness, Joe Burrow, we have been critical of him as well. And I want to say Joe Burrow has now missed more time than Tua.
Absolutely, he has. But nobody thinks about that because he took the team to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a big deal, too.
Yeah.
But... you know, look, if you're going to be injury prone, you can at least be elite like Joe Burrow. But anyway, go ahead. Continue on.
I thought
you were going to continue
on. No.
Mike, you want to hear from Tua now? So let's hear Tua's follow up to that, and here's what he had to say yesterday.
Zach McDaniel praised you for earlier today is your ability to tune out the noise, right? Both positive and negative. You know, obviously that's easier said than done. How have you been able to do that, and has it grown a little bit more difficult this year with, you know, the losses?
Yeah, I would say it hasn't. It hasn't been as difficult this year, just because, as I've said in prior interviews, I'm not on social media. Like, I don't have any of that. And then outside of that, like, I go home, I see my kids. Whether I throw five picks or five touchdowns, we win the game, we lose the game, I get to come home to my kids, who are happy to see me every time.
So there's Tua yesterday, yeah. And he's a little bit like flippant about, you know,
it's not
the
flippant.
Losses.
When you have a hard day at work, you don't want to see your kids and go play, and they make it better.
Here's the issue.
I mean, your kids
okay?
are usually at school when you're working.
Here's the issue.
Yeah,
you play 17 of these games.
Uh-huh.
You're getting paid a fortune to play these games. You're
okay.
The quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Even if you don't care, even if it doesn't bother you. Even if you can shake off these losses and just go home and have fun, go up to the podium. The one day a week you speak to the media, he speaks to the media for 10 minutes a week.
Let's
go
say
up
I'm
to the media
depressed.
And just say, no, he doesn't have to say I'm super depressed.
I have
depressed.
No happiness in my life.
He doesn't have to say that. He can go up to the podium and say, you know what? Yeah, I hear it. I'm frustrated too. It's bothering me. We're
going
to do whatever we can to get it right.
Yeah, sure.
You just blew a 17-0 lead
yeah.
on the road to Carolina. Your coach is probably out of a job. Your GM's probably going to be out of a job.
Maybe.
You better not do this to people, because I think people are going to riot if they don't make changes this year. I thought people were going to riot this past year if they didn't make changes.
No, apathy is definitely going to set in, and they got to do something.
I think people are going to go bonkers if they don't make some serious changes after this year.
Yeah, they'll make serious changes. They just
I also don't believe, unless you are willing to sell me some magic hope this morning, which you've been known to do from time to time, I don't think there is a way to turn this around.
Yeah,
with the personnel that they have.
Maybe.
Now, again, they just blew a 17-point lead to Carolina.
But they're a bad team too.
So sell me.
What?
Sell
okay,
me.
So,
you just said there is.
Okay.
Sell me.
Well,
you would need to win, let's say, 9 games from here on out.
Okay. The
right?
next batch of
Is that correct?
Yes.
You would have to go 9-3 to probably make the playoffs?
Correct.
You have just brought out, just so people that can't see you, if you're not on the YouTube stream this morning, you have just brought out some sort of book.
Yeah. It's
I don't know if this is your Dolphins notebook where you jot down your crazy ideas.
It's our weekly release, which is,
I assume you have a pen somewhere and you jot down like crazy stuff that pops into your head.
It's all in there. It's all in there.
So what's rattling around in there? Help me out here, Omar, as to how you salvage this season.
Okay. You have some injuries on this team. You lose Tyreek. You're playing without the right side of your offensive line.
Okay. Every team has injuries.
Can I continue, please?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You're going to be playing without your starting inside linebacker, Terrell Dotson, this week because he's in the concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. You'd be an idiot to play a linebacker 1 week after a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Waller is, you know, healthy, maybe. Kind of, you know, your second best offensive weapon. My point is, you've got challenges, but every team has challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing without their two starting offensive tackles. They are playing with their third string running back at this point.
Yeah, they lost one of their Amari and Hampton.
I'm sure they've got other injuries as well. Their roster.
Everyone does.
Yeah, everyone does. They're playing without Khalil Mack. Everyone does. So the Chargers are making a cross-country trip with an injury-depleted roster. While you're injury-depleted as well, you are at home.
So you're going cross-country on me?
Oh, yeah. That's never easy. Okay. I don't know if you've made cross-country trips, but yeah.
I have taken four-hour airplane rides, yes. Continue.
It's not four. It's not
five,
four.
Whatever.
It's five.
Five, sorry.
Like five and a half. Come on. Let's be...
Well, you do know that they actually, the Chargers, I don't know if you saw this, they're taking Frontier Airlines down here.
Oh no!
So they're going to be in those really cramped.
You're a liar. Seats. You're stop.
So yeah, they're not even going to give them water on the flight.
I can guarantee you, it'd be a loss if they took Frontier Airlines.
On Frontier.
So you could win this game. They are going to take a charter flight down here and stay in a luxury hotel and then play the football game. Yes. Okay. Continue on.
Okay, you could win this game technically. Now, if you don't, then you know the apocalypse is here. Cleveland on the road. Who's Cleveland's starter?
Shedeur Sanders, maybe by then?
Probably. And that would be a scary challenge, by the way. They just traded Joe Flacco. So then you get Atlanta.
The problem is, this funny thing is, I don't think it matters who starts at quarterback right now against the Dolphins. And I think Bryce Young is as bad as they come. If you can run the ball, they had a backup running back run for like 200 yards.
Yeah.
If you can do that.
Yeah.
You could start at quarterback, Omar.
Which is why I consistently say the Miami's inability to stop the run is problem number one, but everybody's obsessed with Tua. That should be what we're talking about. We should be talking about, hey, this team for 4 weeks cannot stop the run and have said week after week after week after week we need to start to stop the run, and the bleeding continues. That should be problem number one, but it's Tua's fault.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shedeur fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
See, that's the problem. I think you try to simplify it too much. And I think a lot of people try to do this. Like, this is not a Tua is the only problem situation. This is not the team is elite and Tua sucks. That's not what people are saying.
Your team got a lot of problems. He's not really one of them right now.
I believe
yeah,
that Tua is part of the problem. Okay. He is not part of the solution.
Why is he part of the problem? Don't answer why is he not part of the solution. Tell me why he's part of the problem.
Because why is he part of the problem?
Yes, tell me
Do you watch the games?
I didn't ask you that. I need your reason why he's part of the problem.
Because when it's third and five or six or whatever.
He's one of the best quarterback in the NFL in third downs.
And he turns the corner to run, and he has to slide 3 yards short of the sticks because he is not a football player.
What,
that's a problem.
What does the team and the organization and his teammates, what have they hammered into his head this offseason?
He needs to slide.
Stay healthy. Keep yourself available, right?
Baker Mayfield sliding in that spot?
I just asked you a question.
Is Justin Herbert going to slide?
Hold on, wait. Put a pause in it. What have we said to Tua the entire offseason? Media, GM. The GM called him out in a press conference. GM, head coach, players. What have they all hammered in his head? Hey,
stay
dude.
Healthy.
Don't risk anything,
but
isn't keep yourself available.
That's part of the problem, though.
Okay,
it's part of the problem when you have a football playing quarterback that can't take a hit.
He plays
that's
football.
Part of the problem.
Okay, could Drew Brees take a hit? Could Tom Brady take a hit? Sometimes you don't have athletic quarterbacks. I know it's the fad, the trend, the in thing right now. I know Baker Mayfield is
right.
Killing it right now.
He just went on this rant about how the AFC's got all these elite quarterbacks,
yes.
Right? Which elite quarterback in the AFC can't run and can't extend a play with his legs? Riddle me that one.
Joe Burrow, because he keeps
getting
hurt.
No, Joe Burrow can run.
Joe Burrow, because he keeps getting hurt.
He's injury prone. That's fine.
Okay, Tua's injury prone too. Nobody's taking Joe Burrow out the elite club.
It's interesting when you say, what does Tua do that hurts the team? This is the thing. The great quarterbacks find ways to bail out their defense.
Yes. Yes.
What did Tua do? What did Tua do?
Threw a 46-yard touchdown to Jalen Waddle.
What about when he overthrew Jalen Waddle on that second down?
Sometimes it happens.
Help your team out.
Dan is a broken postgame host right now. Listen to him in there.
I'm not arguing with you. If there is one limitation that Tua has, he's not a killer.
Isn't that one of the most important things to being a great quarterback? Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you just mentioned them.
Absolutely.
Tom Brady, by the way, for this, everyone that's like, Tom Brady couldn't take it. Tom Brady played part of that era where they used to tee off on quarterbacks. So, like, remember, Brady played for like 50 years.
And then they created rules to protect him.
All right, we have to take a pause. Alan Poupard is going to join us. We'll see where he weighs in
on all this stuff. I know where he weighs in.
I tend to side with him more on a lot.
Everybody
sides
with him because everything is wrong. Tua is the fault for everything that's wrong with the Miami Dolphins. Tua is at fault.
Tua is a part of the problem. He is not the problem.
Tell me why he's part of the problem. Because he can't run for a third and six, that's why he's part of the problem?
No, because he's just not good enough. He's just not good enough. He will
He's
not,
on pace to be
he is not,
the third quarterback in NFL history.
No, but he hasn't.
Let me finish.
It's the same problem, though. No,
he's on pace to be the third quarterback in NFL history that produces a 100 passer rating.
Stop.
Third in NFL history.
Stop. They need
Steve
to
Young,
they need to win.
Aaron Rodgers.
They only need to win games,
yeah.
And they need to beat a team that is not a trash team. The only team they've beaten this year, the New York Jets.
Okay,
that's
all Tua's fault.
Wins and losses are
that
important.
That is all Tua's fault.
We've got to take a break. We'll be back with more.
39-28, all Tua's fault.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.